Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, pee leaks, plus a car part in a penis, and Bocox, all coming up in just a minute.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach ja.
There's really no need, 'cause I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I said, pardon me.
Hey, Graber.
Hey, Carl, I'm kind of busy with your guitar solo. Can you tell your little joke to Barry?
Okay. Hey, Barry. Do you know why it is that the Amish women are never satisfied in bed?
No, why is it that the Amish women are never satisfied in their bed?
Because they need two men a night. Get it?
That's funny. Almost ready, Graber?
Practically, Carl. Barry, whatever.
He began to speak, and my knees got weak, and his voice was ringing in my head. He had charts and graphs and colored photographs. I didn't understand a word he said. I said, wait a minute, heathen, I'm having trouble breathing. Don't want to barter with you, but would you tell me again, even though I know it's a sin, what does this contraption do? And he said,
well, won't you give me three pigs, give me three pigs, mister, give me three pigs and a horse. Give me three pigs, give me three pigs, mister.
Shipping and handling not included, of course.
Hey, wait a minute. Sounds like we're on the radio.
No,
we're
you're not.
We're not on the radio, are
no.
we?
No.
Is there electricity going through this guitar?
No.
Okay, I'm all right.
Well, my thoughts ran away and I began to pray as the man handed me a pin. And though my memory fogs, I know he took them hogs and I never saw them again. Now I sit and cry most every night about those pigs that were stolen away. And no, I'll get even, 'cause I'll see that heathen burn come judgment day.
Yeah, you tell him, Carl.
Now I say,
give me three pigs, give me three pigs, mister. Give my three pigs back to me. Give me three pigs, give me three pigs, mister. Like a piggyback guarantee.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, I believe Jeff Oskey has a question.
Yes, sir. What do you got?
So I've just noticed this in the past month. I don't know what's going on. Maybe the older gentleman. So I just used the restroom. I urinated. Afterwards, I give it a good shake. I spin it around like a top hat,
yeah.
Like I do a cane. I do everything. Yet still a minute later, one drop of dribble comes out and hits the pants. Is this common? What is happening?
That's just started.
It's just started, and I mean,
why are you listening? Why are you listening to her? She has no access to this equipment.
Like I use it like a whip. I try to get everything out of it.
You got to really get that thing.
And but just in the past month, there's just one like a minute later.
Have you tried? You know when you can't get the last bit of toothpaste out.
So you know, hit,
grab it from the base and wring it.
No.
You roll it up.
Oh.
You know what I do? I hit it on my boot.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Okay.
However, if you squeeze it at the bottom, the things might get carried away.
Oh.
I'll give these all a try. Thanks for the
suggestion.
I like
Pat hitting on his boot.
Yeah, I haven't tried hitting it on my boot.
You got to goof around with that thing. Let him know who's boss.
Yeah.
Yeah,
roll it down.
It knows who's the problem. The problem now with the cold weather, check local listings, is all that salt on your boot. That could sting. Right,
well,
Pat?
If you have an open lesion, yeah.
It crawls up the tip. Okay, I think we're... actually, this is the perfect way to...
Did you ever get soap down there?
So is that... Why did they call it the drip? Didn't they call it gonorrhea the drip at one point?
The nail, something? The drip, there's quite a few.
Does it drip when you have that?
I'm not sure which one. I think one of them, I've never had that. I think one of them does, I believe, drip.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's...
Have you ever gotten soap down in there, in the pee hole?
What?
It stings.
Really?
What do you do?
Got to give yourself a good going.
You take a pipe cleaner and ivory soap and give it a...
I like to keep a tight ship.
You don't want to be putting anything in there.
All right.
We have that actually coming up in the news in a very unusual way. I think, Christy, you know which story I'm talking about?
Through performance art? What are you talking about?
There's a couple of different
things. A guy
things.
In Jamaica
had
an issue
had to go to the doctor. They removed a metal car part that got stuck on his penis.
A car part.
On his penis, though. It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, I hope it wasn't a transmission. that it hurt.
An emergency room physician told the Jamaica Star that the patient came in complaining of severe swelling and pain.
Do you think there are people out there who take battery cables and pinch things with them?
That would
leave
hurt.
Them hanging on it.
Yeah.
God,
on
that
your
would
nipples
hurt.
And stuff. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Feel something. Yeah.
A little battery charger on the nipple. That's a good Friday night for them. Right?
No. Wow. Doctor explained the man had placed a metal ring car part at the base of his penis to, quote, hold an erection when it got stuck.
Oh,
been there.
Okay.
So what ring would it be, like a...
Well, you know, you plugs, points, and rings. Yeah? You've ever heard that? Plugs and points and rings?
Okay.
Yeah, maybe that's what that
maybe
is.
That.
Oh, so it was a car part. It's described as a car part.
Yeah, healthcare workers use specialized equipment to safely remove the ring. The physician said the man's penis was okay, but noted the incident could have cost him his manhood had he delayed seeking medical help. Well, with lots of blood to it, I would think,
yeah,
right?
They got it off, don't you? Lefty Lucy.
Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Way to get that thing up. Ironically, it was from a Hummer, I understand. Irony there.
Well, we had that guy last year who got his member stuck in a muffler. And was having sex with mufflers, but he had to stop. He said that he was exhausted.
Tremendous sex. He had me for a second.
I'll take that hearty nod, Pat.
All right. I gave you the De Niro nod. All right.
I can just see it. The headline would be autoerotica or something.
Yes.
For those.
Totally different. Yeah.
Yeah. We have another story involving the male member.
Yeah, doctors say more men are seeking out so-called scrotox to enhance the aesthetics of their genitals.
I don't believe this for a second.
And when it comes to treating erectile dysfunction, some men are turning to something referred to as BOCOX, Bocox. Dr. Mike T-E-E, senior doctor at the Harley Street Skin Clinic, told Indy 100 that a growing number of men are seeking Botox injections in their scrotum to achieve a smoother, less wrinkled appearance or lower hanging look.
Cool.
But now, and we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
But now this procedure called Bocox is employing botulism toxin to help treat sexual dysfunction as well. They inject it into the penis, the neurotoxin. It can help relax muscles and enhance blood flow, therefore helping men achieve and maintain an erection.
So do they do this in the office?
No. They do it out on the street.
Okay, Gladys.
I do the waiting room.
I mean,
they have to go out in the outer. It's too much noise from the screen.
But I mean, I don't understand. This is a long-term thing rather than like a once-off, like a...
Oh, you mean like, do you do this right before you have sex?
Yeah.
Is that like you would?
I mean...
I don't know. It just says here the treatment is aimed at patients for whom medications like Viagra or Cialis don't work anymore.
And it's
B-O-C-O-X.
I understand the famous dual sports athlete Bo Jackson has endorsed
yeah.
a version of this called Brotox.
Oh, Bo knows.
Just go.
Bo knows Botox.
I was going to say Bo knows Cox.
He had Bo right there. Why don't you just do Botox?
Yeah. You know who Bo Jackson was, Christy?
An athlete.
Yeah, baseball, football, yeah. Great, mm-hmm. Great at both.
Yes.
Yeah, sadly, but that's weird.
Well, on a positive, it makes your penis look 10 years younger.
There you go.
You got that going for you.
So, if it looks 10 years younger, maybe it acts 10 years younger.
Ooh. So there the scrotox go. Was the one we had.
For the balls.
But thank you.
That's just
would
for
you
aesthetics.
Mind?
Jeez. Yeah, someone who wants to look like fresh God. Eggs. Yeah.
That's just for aesthetics. This is for this performance. Is for,
yes.
But I mean, who's looking at it?
People,
that's the thing.
Hopefully.
I mean.
Hopefully.
Nobody's look. Well,
I mean, the scrotox. Nobody looks the scrotox has to be.
Do you have sex gay, in the
that
dark?
That has to be a gay thing, the scrotox.
That doesn't have to be. No.
I think that you'd be
absolutely
shocked by this.
Not.
There are some women that are attracted to men.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Are there women who go, hey, not tonight, it's too wrinkly?
I don't know. Whenever mine gets too wrinkly, I just turn the shower water on real hot, throw it over the top, and I'll chill for 10 minutes.
It just seems... And the other one, the so-called Bocox, I mean, I don't... Is it something that one does, as I asked before, right before the activity?
I don't know, Tom. I'll look it up and find out for you.
That'd be weird. You walk in the bedroom, there's some dude with a needle and a spoon. Just getting ready to shoot
there's
up.
Some dude there.
Why couldn't you shoot yourself up? Why would you need a guy to do it?
Because it says this is the doctor. He says that he's shooting. It just seems weird.
I'd imagine it lasts for like 3 to 4 weeks, much like conventional Botox does for a woman's appearance.
Just curious. Because that would be a weird ritual.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to feel a small prick. So are you.
That was good.
Now, let's move on. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom Show News Desk. What's happening over there?
Authorities have arrested 4 Buddhist monks found with drugs, porn, sex toys, and escort directories.
All
according
right.
to the Daily Mail, police raided.
That's probably they're recruiting. That must be the easiest monkery to get guys to join when they see what you get to do.
They raided the From Sunthon Monastery in Chonburi province after villagers complained of alleged drug and firearm use on temple grounds. In addition to all this fun stuff, 3 monks also allegedly tested positive for methamphetamine. A video published by Newsflare shows officers holding up a penis pump found in one of the monks' bedrooms and mimed its purpose. We all know what the penis pump is for.
This is like Animal House.
Yeah.
This is awesome. These guys are partying. Wow.
They were taken into custody for allegedly violating their vows.
And they have enlightenment. This is amazing. Yes.
That's how they float. It's the meth.
I have a ring around my thing. Buddha. Buddha.
I suppose going on those hunger fast things is a lot easier if you're shooting up meth.
Mm-hmm. Speed helps, yeah.
Just saying. Now, what's the story on the monks? Are they still walking across America?
Yeah, the peace walk. As of yeah, they are.
Where are they now?
I don't know, but I know they were.
Omaha, Nebraska.
I mean, it's probably pretty cold.
I know
cold.
They were definitely walking through a lot of snow, and they all had shoes on and coats. And
where are they headed to Tony Shalhoub's house?
Because he played
Mom. Played
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's a jungle
one together.
That's their peace walk.
Jeff hit his head, I think.
That made me laugh. I don't know why.
Yeah, I forget where their ultimate goal is.
The 2,300 mile journey from Fort Worth, Texas to Washington, D.C., as Jeff just said, is spreading peace, love, kindness, and compassion to the United States and the world. Looks like they're in Virginia. They might be real close to being done. Let me.
Good for them, man.
Wouldn't this have been a better thing to do in the, I don't know, leave in the spring?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Kind of, no kidding.
If these guys were balancing a ladder on their chin for peace, you'd love it. It'd be your favorite news story, but they're walking for peace and you hate
true.
It.
True.
Yep, you're
they're
right.
Walking on stilts for peace. You'd be up their ass.
Yes.
I can tell you that.
Awesome. That'd be cool.
Richmond, Virginia. Looks like.
Are they wearing like those shiny vests so that people don't hit them?
There's a huge line. You're not going to miss them.
Someone already hit one of them.
Yeah, one of them lost their leg.
Ugh.
Really? Like, for real, right, Christy?
Yeah, I believe you're
Are they aware
correct.
That we have public transportation?
God. Have you been on a Greyhound? I'd rather walk.
the monk bus? It could be fun. Okay,
they have a dog with them. Remember, that dog got a little tired, and they had to put him in the truck for a while.
Oh, I thought you were going to say down.
No. That's right. I thought you were going.
What else have you got, Christy Lee?
Kids get things stuck in their noses all the time. Willie, you want to take this one?
Yeah, I got a blueberry stuck up there.
Hilarious.
Legos, marbles, pen caps, blueberries. But in this case, a child managed to lodge a metal combination lock inside his nose.
Oh my gosh, this is the final boss of nose play.
According to officials in China's Hunan province, firefighters in the city of Haihua were called in after doctors determined the lock couldn't be safely removed by hand.
They can pick his nose, but they can't pick a lock.
Yeah. Fire crews used specialized cutting tools to carefully cut the lock apart while medics stood by making sure the child wasn't injured. The operation successful. Child was not seriously hurt, and he was returned safely to his family.
And, of course, it reminded me of when Willie had the blueberry in his nose.
Yeah.
And I was able to get it out. This is can be a lesson for everybody. Mm-hmm. I called a doctor buddy of mine. He told me what to do. Willie, we laid him down on the kitchen island. And then I'm going to get this right. And then we closed your one nostril, and the blueberry was in this one.
Right.
And then he opened his mouth, and I blew in, and the blueberry flew out, mm-hmm. and my dog Elvis ate it.
And that was the last time that me and him touched. Can you believe that?
You know what? Do you remember this?
I believe
it. Yeah, I remember it. I would put blueberries up there, and then I would eat them. I thought they made them taste better.
Yeah, you did.
I was seasoning my guess.
I thought it made them taste better.
I was four. Do you want to defend? I don't know. What were you doing?
What's wrong with you? I wasn't shoving food in my orifices thinking they taste better.
You look at them every day. What's wrong with me?
I just about
had it. I was raised by a lunatic is what's wrong with me.
I tried my best. What can you do?
It's pretty easy to get stuff stuck up there. I had a half a gram stuck up.
You really didn't care,
though. Those were the days.
I see. Now
I have an update on your Bococks.
When you say that, it hits so harshly.
It's B-O-C-O-X.
And also, Bo Cox sounds like the newest country star. Bo Cox touring with Luke Combs this summer.
The injections usually last around 6 months, and the results take about several days to work because full results are visible actually after about 6 weeks. So it takes a while for the muscles to relax, even with 50 to 100 units of botulism stuck into your...
But do they inject...
They inject it right into it. On both sides, it says here.
I would have called it COXTOX.
Instead, Cox
Talks? Yeah, Cox Talks.
Cox
Talks would be a great podcast, man.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, well, you think with them, you might as well talk with them.
There you go. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
That ties you a funny girl?
Ties it right up, doesn't it?
Hardy, har.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.